The next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. Iowa visits Illinois on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. It was a a tough weekend for us, disappointing, but congratulations. Northwestern played a really good football game, and they're having a tremendous year. So, it was a hard-fought game, and they did a great job in the second half. We weren't able to match it, and, so it's a very disappointing loss for us. And, like every week, you have to come in Sunday and look at what took place and then get back up on your feet. So that's what we've done. And we've got a big challenge going to Champaign this weekend, playing a team that's really playing well right now. They're a young football team, but they're playing extremely well on offense, especially with a really dynamic rushing attack. So, we're going to take another good week of preparation and hopefully be ready to go Saturday.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bob Asmussen, Champaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach. What do you guys like to do on Friday when you have a road game at home and also when you get to the away visiting city?
Yeah, we pretty much keep the same routine both ways. We practice in the morning. And then if we're at home, our guys go to class and come back later in the afternoon, and then we head up to a hotel. So the only real change in a road game is that we'll, leave here, obviously, around the noon hour or something like that, and head over to Champaign. So, we'll arrive at the hotel roughly the same time we would here if we were at home. And back, years ago, we used to go to the visiting stadium and walk through it, that type of deal, and did that for many, many years, but I think we probably quit that around 10, 15 years ago. And the players seem to appreciate just having some quiet time more so than, looking at the other stadium.
Coach, what do you think of Rod Smith has done for Illinois offensively?
Well, I think, you look at it, clearly, Coach Smith's fingerprints are on the defensive scheme. And that's been consistent now for 3 years, and then flipping it over, it's a whole different attack offensively and a unique attack. Not unlike when we played Michigan when Coach Rodriguez was there. There is some carryover, but it's an option attack, and they're really running it well. The quarterback's doing a great job, and the running back is doing a tremendous job too. So, it's very, very impressive, and I think probably the other ingredient probably doesn't get talked about as much, but their offensive line is much, much improved from a year ago, and a lot of those guys are back from a year ago. You can see that growth, the improvement. I know they're being well coached, and I think that's really assisted them, no matter what style of offense, it gives them a chance to operate the way they want to.
Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Rob Oler, Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Kirk, you've been around this conference longer than anyone. Do you remember a year like this where teams go from hot to cold or vice versa, 1 week to the next? It seems like you really can't predict it. I mean, talk about having struggle with power rankings. What do you attribute that to if you do see that? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know if I think that's one of the great things about the Big Ten is the unpredictability of it. And usually, at least one of the predictable teams is doing really well. That's typical. And then usually there's somebody that kind of rises that all the experts didn't see, back in August, and they rise up and end up having a really good football team. But I think the other dynamic that's very different right now, or that is different right now, is the conference or divisional play. So that, you've got two races going on instead of one. But I think it's all, to me, this whole thing is just reflective of college football. As much as we try, there are four or five teams you'd probably be safe to bet on every August if you're a betting person. And chances are they'd end up, somewhere near the top, if not at the top. But outside of that, I mean, it's been a mixed bag. And if you look over the course of a couple decades, I think, you see a lot of ebb and flow that way. And I think, again, that's probably part of the reason that it's such a popular spectator sport, and I think our conference is reflective of that.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Sam McEwen, Omaha World Herald.
Coach. As you know, I work in Omaha, so
sure.
It's a hometown of one of your tight ends, still a fan. So I wanted to ask you, you got a line of questioning after the game about whether Noah had been used properly and enough in your loss to Northwestern. I'm just curious, a couple days later, hindsight being 20/20, is there something you would have liked to have redone about how he was used at the end of that game?
I don't think really, no. But that, you know, obviously we're going to be a better football team, a more explosive team if we can get him the ball and manage to get him the ball. But, you know, it's that's not a secret. And our opponents, I think, probably start there when they start their game planning, both he and TJ. And it's an unusual situation where we have two tight ends that I consider to be really good football players. So, you know, you can only do what you can do. We obviously, as you might imagine, when we start planning, we have both those guys in mind. And, you know, you design X amount of plays to get them the ball. And then, you know, sometimes you're successful, sometimes you're not. I'm thinking right about our two-point play against Purdue where Noah was the guy that we were trying to get the ball to, and he basically got assaulted on the snap, so you know the ball wasn't going to go to him clearly on that play. But you know, it's just that's part of the ebb and flow in football. And all that being said, yeah, we're a better team if we can get him involved somehow. And same thing with TJ; they're both really good tight ends and really good weapons for us.
Do you feel like you want to make a more concerted effort to make sure that he's top of mind in your game plan, maybe perhaps more so than he was against Northwestern?
Yeah, you know, it's really hard to do that. You put a game plan together, and again, I think, again, in our priority listing, and I'm not giving away any big secrets here, you know, they're two of the top guys that we have. So, you know, yeah, you want to utilize them as much as you can. But, again, the flip side is the defensive staffs know that. And, you know, Northwestern's done a really good job defensively. I think that is, to me, been the story of their team. They're really playing a great, you know, defense, and they did a good job of minimizing his effectiveness and, you know, kept us totally under control. You know, we weren't able to score the way we wanted to score.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star one.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Look forward to it. Thank you.